When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Q&A ahead of Game Week 34. I am with jet setter Sam Bonfield, who has just revealed to me that she was out in Lille last night. Just got back.
Yeah, about 4 hours ago.
Check you out. Good game?
Great game. I'm living my best life at the minute.
I know.
What's going on at the minute? 2 weeks in
Big
a row.
Big green arrow, 84 points. Off to Lille to watch football.
We're seeing
four
you
of us
later.
Four of us going out tonight in St Albans. What a world. What a world. Yeah. You feeling all right? You feel like you've been away, or do you feel energised?
Do you know what? I forgot how much I like the Eurostar. The Eurostar makes life so easy. Like, to be able to get to Lille in an hour and 20 minutes was great. Had made some friends on the way out there with some nice Aston Villa supporters.
Yeah,
that was nice.
That's nice, yeah.
I had some company on the train, which was nice because I went by myself. And it was really lovely. I am a little bit tired, so I'm going to need you to bring your A game tonight. Need you to bring some energy.
Oh, God.
And I'm absolutely starving already, and we're not eating for another 4.5 hours.
We left it to you to book the restaurant. You booked it for 8:30. That is such an unacceptable time to eat food.
Do you know why I booked it for 8:30? It's because in my head, I was still going to take my kids to their exercise class first.
Sure.
So that wouldn't have finished until 7. And then I was like, I've got to get home, have a shower, drop the kids off, and then I'll be ready. Actually, what's happened is my mum went, should I pick them up from school and just have them for the whole afternoon? And I was like, you legend. Yes. So now I could have actually booked it for earlier. Do you want me to ring them and see if we can go earlier?
Yeah, well, you could do. I mean, have you booked it for the right place? Unlike when I tried to book us all to. Yeah, I mean, we could go a bit earlier, couldn't we? 8:30 is late.
If we turn, I probably can change it.
Yeah.
Do it like.
Just give them. This is what the people want.
Hi.
maybe we should talk about that.
I'll do it. I'll sort it out afterwards. But we can go for a drink before.
We can definitely go for a drink before. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Hello to everyone. Hi to Enoch. Who's asked if Brantwaite's fit straight in. We'll get to that in a sec. Hi to Henning. Hello, favourite FPL content creators. Very
Aww.
Kind. Fox Reviews Rock says, hey, As and Sam, hope you're having a great day.
Yeah.
Sam is living her absolute
you
best
are
life.
As well, surely. You're going to see me later.
Yeah, I mean, that's nice. Work has been a nightmare this week. So
has
I'm
it?
I'm on the verge of Mark, you know, just what is even happening with Mark?
You'll have a nice night out with me and Lee later.
Yeah,
and
that'd
it'll be
nice.
Great.
That will be well needed. Hilly FPL says, wonder how big Sam cup of tea will be. You're drinking out of like a solid gold cup, I noticed.
So I've got multiple things on my desk at the moment. So I've got peach iced tea, which I went and got. Had to go and get my new glasses just before we did this. So
yep.
I've got peach iced tea in that. I've still got the bottle of water that I had for the train
nice.
Home from Lille. I have also got a massive cup of tea.
Oh, it's not as big as the last one, though. The other cup you had.
This one is quite large, but it's not as big.
No, it isn't.
This is my universal. It is quite a big one.
Mm.
But it's not as big as the... that's Evie's cup. I keep stealing
it. That
was
huge. Yeah.
It is massive. It's great. It's like two cups of tea in one. Mm. What more could you want from life, actually?
Hi to Ryan O'Brien. Afternoon, guys. As it's been a while. It has been a while. My 500k to 100k apprentice. I know he's on a -8 this week, which I fear a lot of people are, because with the team news today, it's been pretty brutal. We don't really know what the deal is with Haaland. Ait Nouri only fit for the bench. Kuna out. That was a bit of a
Where's
bit
that
of a
come
shock.
From, left field?
Brantwaite in light training. We don't know where he's going to sit. Trent is kind of said he was running on fumes. Now he's a doubt for the two legs. Yeah, how's your team? How's your team shaping up, Sam?
I don't have any of those people. I have Ait Nouri.
Good.
So, but Ait Nouri, I'm not too worried about. Like, look, if he's on the bench for the first one and comes on and gets some minutes and then gets some minutes in the second, like, you know, sort of fine with that.
Mm.
I'm not doing anything about him. I'm not going to change him. I think the thing is, if you're free hitting, this team news is difficult to deal with, isn't it?
Mm.
Like, if you're just playing through on transfers, then actually, I think just kind of there, aren't you? It made the decision for me. I was already erring on the side of Mateta over Cunha. It just meant that that's definitely what I was doing.
Yeah, yeah. So Brigindra says Trent or Robertson, which
is now it's Robbo, right?
It's got to be, hasn't it? I think there's... I did Black Box last night with Andy. He was talking about Van Dijk or Trent. And I was thinking, you've got to go for the upside with Trent. But, I mean, Robertson's underlying stats are really good.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah, and been playing well. I think you go Robertson, I think now.
I think so. It's a lot of match time to expect Trent. Like, he's had to bring him straight back in and play him because of the Bradley injury. So it's not ideal, is it, from a Trent rehab back into minutes, match fitness stuff to have that much game time. I think Robertson is a better pick than Van Dijk because you have the upside, because the Liverpool clean sheets just have not been there. And against Fulham, I don't see a clean sheet. Against Everton... Well, there should be a clean sheet, but this is derby,
you never know.
So I think you have to err on the upside of these players. So Robbo over Van Dijk makes sense.
Yep, I think so. Droopy in the chat. So I was with you live last week.
Droopy's
caught up
back.
And appreciate the shout out. Good to see you, Droopy. Classic As and Sam start to the chat today. Yeah, that's kind of what we do. The first,
we'll post some pictures of our food later. That'll make everyone hungry.
First 5 to 10 minutes of all these streams are normally absolute nonsense. Bench Boost, a few people on Bench Boost are wondering what to do. Afternoon Bench Boost says Richard S have 4 defensive flags.
Oh my
goodness. Braithwaite, Semedo, 8 Norrie and Richards. Oh.
Well, Semedo's out, no?
No, he's not out, I don't think.
What did he say about him? Just looking. Just looking what Neil said he said. He did say something about him. Oh, where's the Wolves bit? Oh dear.
This is what people want.
But Neil specifically mentioned him in the, which is why I
oh no,
check.
You're right. Yeah, sorry,
I thought
Gary Neil
was out.
Yeah, Gary Neil, Semedo is out.
So he's out.
Norrie could be available for the bench.
Yeah.
Yep, you're right.
Branthwaite's in light training. I don't think you can bench boost with that.
No.
Unless you take, I mean, I suppose you can change 2 of them for free.
Richards, I reckon Richards probably comes in because they've lost Lerma, and they're light at centre-back. So if he's going to be fit to play, I think he comes in. Branthwaite
probably plays if he's available, though, because they are struggling, aren't
they?
Yeah,
I think Branthwaite probably plays. Semedo and Ain't Norrie don't.
Why don't you just, like, yeah, you can swap Ain't Norrie for a different Wolves defender if you want to stick with Wolves, or go for a Palace one.
Yeah, would you swap... I'd swap Semedo before Ain't Norrie, though, because Ain't Norrie's got a chance of the bench, whereas...
Yeah, but you wouldn't bench... But the thing is, it's because it's a bench boost, right? You're not going to bench boost...
Well, I wouldn't. I don't think I would bench boost.
I think I'd delay
the bench
boost.
It's too risky. I think you have to.
I think you played the free transfers and make those defensive changes, but I don't think you can bench boost this week on that.
I agree. Looney too. Should we risk playing Haaland after Pep's comments?
Well, the problem we're going to have is that they've obviously got the FA Cup as well before they play at all. So I am going to play Erling Haaland because...
Erling, we will see. How bloody useless is that from Pep? Unbelievable.
Standard. Yeah. It's just standard, isn't it? So I'm going to play him. In reality, they have to win these games, don't they?
It's interesting, though. It's interesting that Kevin, what am I calling Kevin? Both De Bruyne and Haaland both asked to be taken off, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
And I can see why De Bruyne might. He's had injuries and, you know, he might be, don't want to risk it. But Haaland asking to be taken off before extra time, when it could well go to penalties.
But then he didn't, like, he didn't look injured, did he?
No,
like,
he didn't.
He was out on the pitch in the team talks and stuff. I wonder whether he just felt something and thought, because he's had that period out through injury as well this season. Maybe he just felt something and thought, it's not worth risking playing another lot of 30 minutes when we've got the FA Cup and the league to win as well. Like, bring on Alvarez. It's not like they've got no one to replace him.
Yeah.
Like, Alvarez is a good option, isn't he, to come on and replay. So, yeah, I think we will have to see. I'm going to play him, though, because it would drive me absolutely mental if we get to the middle of the week and then he's playing against your lot and I've benched him.
Yeah, he's the kind of the non-free hitters weapon, really, isn't he? I think maybe him, Isak looks good if you've got him.
Yeah.
There's a couple of single game week players who look decent. Maybe even Palmer, if you're having to play Palmer against Arsenal. These are the people that free hits aren't going to be going for. So
I've got all 3 of them.
Interesting. FPL copycat, would you play Garnacho or bring in Eze?
I find this one difficult. And I tell you why. The Manchester United fixtures are nice from next week. And then obviously they have the double in 37. But I really like Eze for this week. Like, I really like Eze for this week. And I know that Ten Hag said that Garnacho has apologised, but he does like to have a little bit of a...
Yeah, be back in Dortmund, you know, yeah. If you, you know, next year.
He does like to put his foot down, doesn't he, and say, I'm in charge here.
He can't do that with Garnacho as well, can he? He's, he can't just alienate all of his players constantly. I mean, he can.
I mean, he does, as.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would bring in Eze for him and then bring him back.
I think Garnacho's start is fine. I think he's Ten Hag said he's apologised. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's the question. If you've got a wild card, and you know next week, you can always bring him back. If you haven't,
you can still bring him back.
Yeah, I think Eze this week looks great. He's my captain this week.
Is he?
He is.
Better not bring him in then, everyone else.
No. Stick with Garnacho. I have an awful, awful track record with Garnacho. So yeah, probably do that. Julio Penner, thank you for the super chat. Which combo one free hit? Munoz, Havertz or White? Elise, with this, I think I'm playing Onana since I would have three Crystal Palace players. There's so much demand for Crystal Palace players. I love
it. So Munoz and Havertz or White and Elise?
Yeah.
Munoz and Havertz, White, and I think I'd go. The trouble with Elise is he's just coming back from injury. How much protection do we think he's going to be given? Like, will he play? Will he start both matches?
I like Munoz and Havertz.
I think I would go that way.
Yeah, I think Munoz is a fun pick. He's playing really, really high up the pitch. White's underlying stats aren't amazing. And Havertz should play both now. Now I think they're out of Europe. I know there's lots of worry about him missing out, but
I think it's more the worry. I'm not worried about him missing out. I'm more worried about where he might play.
Yeah, he's still good in the eight though.
Yes, but not as good as he has been previously. Like that game against Aston Villa, I thought he wasn't as great as he was the week before when he was, you know, playing further. But yeah, I still think I would go for the Munoz and Havertz combo there.
So would I. Sanjaya says Diaz or Jota. Lee's in the chat. What do you reckon, Lee?
So Lee and I actually had a long conversation when I got home about Liverpool.
wonder where that was going then. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, and then we decided, no.
We're going to take a break.
God, don't start that rumour around. Goodness me. No, and we had a long chat about Liverpool because I basically said what happened to Liverpool last night because... when obviously I was still at the Villa and Liverpool scored and I was like, oh, right, the comeback is on. Right. And then nothing came of it. And I think I've been saying for a few weeks now, like I'm happy to not be trebled up on Liverpool because I don't feel like there's enough fight in them at the minute. They seem to just kind of give up. Like they don't seem to push on. I don't know. What did Klopp spoke specifically about Jota, didn't he? What did he say? He said... I'm just looking for the quote.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the fence with it. I think I prefer Diaz. I think I'd lead towards Diaz just because of how well he's been playing lately. But if you're looking for someone who could really... I just worry about players coming back from injury, you know, especially when you've got the all the away games Liverpool have got... really tight fixture schedule. Diaz playing really well. I don't know. I just think there's always a chance he just feels something and just pulls up, whereas you've got someone playing in basically the form of their life at their club. So I would go for Diaz, but I can see why people are tempted by Jota.
Yeah, he said he was talking about Trent and Jota together and he was talking about we need them in really good shape and form. That's all they have now. It's not about them. It's not their fault. It's just how quickly can we get them rolling? I don't know, you see. Klopp is... Lee always says that Klopp listens very carefully to the medical advice that he's given. So if he's told you can have 30 minutes out of a player, he will give them 30 minutes. If he's told, oh, you've got 60 minutes, he'll give them 60 minutes. And that's...
We saw it with Salah, didn't we? When he came back. And, you know, he'd taken off at 60 minutes against Sheffield United when they weren't even that comfortable. Yeah. It was like, you've obviously been told it. You've got 60 minutes of him, and he's off. Yeah,
and he really does listen. So if with somebody like Jota coming back from a long term injury, and Trent, he will have been told by the medical staff this is how long they've got in this game. And the problem is that these games are coming thick and fast for Liverpool, right? Mm. Obviously, they've had the Thursday night game. They've got the game at the weekend away again. So they've got come back from Atalanta, go off to Fulham. Now, all right, the second game of the double is an away fixture, but it is in Everton. So at least, you know, it's not away. But nonetheless, it's still a lot of travelling backwards and forwards from Europe and then down to London and then back up to Liverpool again. For players that are coming back from quite significant injuries and have been out for a while. So I think there's a fewer minutes in this double game week for Jota than I would say that there is for Luis Diaz. So if you would like another Liverpool attacker and you don't want to go for Darwin and you've already got Salah, then Diaz would be my preferred of these two just for the security of minutes.
Yep, I agree. We've got the luckiest guy ever in the chat, Sam.
Is it my husband?
Very good. So for your well-being, Sam, if Az is ever unavailable, let me know. I'm his lookalike, and people would never know. What a lucky man.
Please, can we arrange for you two to meet and have a picture together?
Maybe I'll just get him on, just bring him round, and he can just come on. And then if you notice any difference, then... Well, if he's better than me, though, he might start taking my jobs.
Imagine if I didn't notice.
I know, it'd be weird, right? I'm guessing as well, if you're worrying, you're told that you look a bit like Jack Whitehall, because I've had that basically my entire life. Nuclear Atom says Jota won't start both. That's a given. Sanjay is considering Jota, though. Thinks he's going to play as the number 9. And ChatSport says 90 minutes over two games for Jota would be good. So 2 45s. Looney Tunes says, who's the best captain? I've lost faith in Salah.
I've lost faith in Salah too.
Still going to captain him? Still going to captain him?
I really, 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 Az, want to captain Mateta this week.
Wow. That's fun.
It's fun. I'm so worried about ruining my whole season.
It's the kind of one where he'd like blank twice. You go, oh yeah, it was Mateta. I remember.
Why did I do that? So I'm probably going to go for Saka or Salah because I'm boring and because I'm scared of tanking my rank by not captaining one of them. But I don't like either of them. Neither of them's in good form. Neither side's in good form. The only thing that sways me slightly more Saka's way is the fact that Wolves have got injuries galore going on over there.
We're not seeing any real love for Saka as captain, are we? I haven't seen any teams with him in.
No.
Let's know in the chat if you're thinking of captaining Saka or Havertz or Odegaard or someone, because it really does seem to be between... Well, it's mostly Salah, and then the kind of the fun option is Eze. I'm not really seeing anyone else going elsewhere. Okay. Let us know if you've got other plans that you're doing. Let's take a look at some of the other chats. Oh, Davies family. I missed a super chat apparently. Sorry. Oh, there it is. Trips to Robertson. Already have 3 Arsenal, and then play which 2 out of Haaland, Palmer, and Garnacho? Or I could take a -4 and bring in Elise. Or I could take a -8 and bring in Eze and Mateta for Palmer and Haaland.
Right, so there's the big standout question here is, do you have a wild card for the week after? Because Palmer has got a double game week the week after. And if you have still got your triple captaincy chip, I would be tempted to use that on Palmer in game week 35.
Yeah. I don't think I'd take a -8 to not play Garnacho. I think Garnacho is a pretty decent option
to sell Palmer and Haaland.
Yeah, exactly. I think you could, if you're going to do the -4, Palmer to Elise, I guess you can't do Palmer to Eze. Would I do Palmer to Eze for Elise for a -4?
I wouldn't want to sell Palmer. You're going to have to bring him back next week, unless you're wildcarding. And even then, yeah. Arsenal, would it surprise you if Palmer scored against Arsenal?
I think I'd just play Palmer and Garnacho.
Garnacho's got a great fixture. Sheffield United.
I like Elise. If you can get him in a free hit or take a bit of a punt on him, I feel a bit weird about taking a hit for him. Because we don't know what his minutes are going to be like. He hasn't done anything yet. Okay, his stats have been good when he's played, but we're not entirely sure what's going
to
happen.
The other question I have here is that... So you're talking about doing trips to Robbo. Personally think that some of these other options might be better than trips to Robbo.
Yeah, yeah.
So... It depends on who your other... I mean, I'm assuming your three Arsenal includes two Arsenal defenders. So it would just also then depends on who your other defenders are and whether you'd be happy to play one of them. But I'd be more inclined, I think, to not do the trips to Robbo move and use some of that budget. It could even go trips to somebody like Mitchell or Anderson, somebody cheaper. And then that might give you the money to
if you are wildcarding next week, you could do Palmer to Eze for 1 week, for example. It's a tricky one with Eze. Like, he's got to outscore Palmer by 4 points. If you're doing it for 1 week, would you rather have Palmer and 4 points or Eze for the double? It's probably quite close.
It's quite tight, that, I think.
I think if you're intent on doing these, I think I would just do the trips to Robbo move and play. I'd probably play Haaland and Garnacho and hope he starts. Is probably what I do.
Yeah, and have Palmer as your first sub.
Yeah, exactly. Ken's Bromsgrove, thank you for the 499 Super Chat. Thoughts on Gordon, Son and Areola to Eze, Diaz and Henderson -4. Wildcarding next week, so I can easily bring Son and Gordon back. That would give me 8 doublers. I love it.
Yeah, I think if you can easily bring... like if you can bring... And that, this is the thing, isn't it? So had you not said, I'm wildcarding next week, I'd have gone... I don't know how I feel about selling Gordon and Son, but the fact that you've got a wild card and you can easily change this up, I absolutely don't see why you wouldn't do this.
I've sold Son this week without a wild card. I'm bringing him back next week. But that's...
Did you sell him for Eze?
Yeah.
And will it be a... is that your only plan move for next week?
I want to get Gordon in as well next week.
So you'll be on a -4 next week?
No, I've got two. If I don't make another move, if I don't make another move, I can... I've got... eight doublers this week with Isak, Haaland and Vardiol, who seem pretty decent single game weeks players. And then next week I can get Gordon and Son back. That's the current plan. The Haaland news worries me a little bit. I can't really have Haaland benched. If he's benched and comes on for 10 minutes, that's a disaster. And I could play Palmer instead, but then I've got double Arsenal defence. So
yeah, but I don't worry about that too much because Arsenal have got another game where the double Arsenal defence could get a clean sheet.
Yeah, but Haaland's a better game against Brighton. It's a tricky one.
I agree.
Yeah, who do you bench out of Haaland and Palmer?
I'm playing them both, so it's not both. the right person to
if
ask.
If you had to bench one,
Palmer.
Yeah, that's where I'm at as well. It's tight though, isn't it?
It's tight.
Yep. Oh, here's one I like. Steve says -4 Haaland to Darwin.
Darwin.
Darwin Nunes.
I don't think you can take a -4 to get Darwin in.
Have you still got Darwin?
Yeah.
Oh, he is killing me, that guy.
He's going next week.
I just don't want him anymore. I've kind of got past the banter with him. Like it was quite funny. There was a spell when he was doing all right. Between game week 19 and 25...
Probably I didn't have him.
He actually only blanked once.
Yeah, but
in those starts.
I appreciate that, Az, but he wasn't any good at that.
No, I'm not saying he got big hauls. He got the occasional thing and it was quite fun. He's been rubbish since then. Like, I'm just... Where's his double-digit returns?
They go off the woodwork or into the stands or like... But the thing is, he's got a double and it's a nice-looking double and you can't get rid of him ahead of... the double game week, but I absolutely would not be taking a -4 for him.
No,
I'm not even convinced that he starts both games, let alone taking a -4 for him.
I agree. Andrew Yee, here's one for you. -4 for Mateta in, though, for Haaland. Mateta's like the poster boy this double game week. People are loving him.
I've brought him in. That's the first of my transfers. I've made one transfer so far. I might make another one, but the one I've done is to bring Mateta in. I haven't done Haaland out, though. I sold Muniz for him.
Would you do Haaland out for a -4 for Mateta?
Oh, Andrew. It depends, doesn't
you
it?
You sly temptress, Andrew.
Andrew. I think you're going to want Haaland back. And so if you've got an easy route to bring him back, but if it's going to cost you another -4 to bring him back again next week, because you also want to invest in Chelsea and Spurs, then you're basically taking a -8. Mateta's got to go absolutely mental. I mean, if I've captained him, I hope he does. But he's got to go absolutely mad. I think there's a lot of this going on at the minute. There's a lot of players going, oh, I should just get rid of my single game weekers. And we don't learn our lesson because single game weekers often do well, don't they? So I don't think I would do this, actually. No, I think it's the minus four thing that puts me off.
I think what we'll do with these questions is, unless you specifically say, we will assume you haven't got a wild card left.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, because otherwise, we're just constantly keeping it saying it's team dependent. So let us know, if you're asking a question, let us know if you've got the wild card available.
Yeah.
If it's a case of a minus four for Haaland to Mateta, I probably wouldn't do it because, like you say, you're going to want him back.
But if there's a wild card, then I would do it, probably.
But what if Haaland is out for a couple of weeks?
But we're not going to know that.
But would you even want Mateta? Fulham, Man United, Wolves, Villa. It's a great run.
I bought him in this week, but I've only bought him in for the double. My plan was to him and Darwin to go again next week.
Mm.
Bit more of a change up in the front line. It's constant changes with my team at the moment. But I don't know. I don't mind him for Fulham.
Mm.
I think you could hold him for Fulham.
Yeah.
You could hold him.
I think I'll probably be playing Eze. Dara, here we go for this week. Diaz, the other poster boy of this weekend, or Sarabia? Sarabia on pens now. Kun is out. I've got Sarabia.
I know you have.
I think I'm about the only one who's happy with the news today.
Brereton Diaz, I like as a rogue pick. I like that. That's fine.
I like him as well.
I just think, you know, 8 starts, 4 goals, 1 assist. I know he plays for Sheffield United, I know. But it's quite fun.
Mm.
And you can't have fun with those midfielder slots most of the time. Because you've got to be serious with them, because you've got all these nice picks that you want. If I had a spot in my midfield this week to go rogue, I'd go with Diaz.
Ben Brereton's points over the last few game weeks. 1 point against Bournemouth. Two points against Liverpool, one point against Chelsea, one point against Brentford.
Yeah.
But 18 points against Fulham. You've got to love that. He would be expected it as well. Absolute hero if he managed to replicate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Twice. He's a fun one. Yeah. If you're going to pick one, I do like Sarabia, though. I do think Sarabia
misses
a lot of chances.
And I also worry a little bit about Wolves with the amount of injury problems that they've got going on. And, like, Sheffield United have actually got a fight. They've got a fight because they've got to try and stay in the league. So I'd go rogue and go with Brentford.
Would you?
I would.
I think if you offered me a free swap of Sarabia to Diaz, I wouldn't take it.
Interesting.
So that tells me that I think Sarabia's the one I go for. But again, there's not much here. Both are massive differentials. Sarabia's got pens. Sheffield United stats are actually quite decent lately. They've got good fixtures. Burnley, Man U as well. Not much in it between them. I'd lean towards Sarabia, but I wouldn't blame you.
I'd lean the other way.
Yeah. Good. It's good to disagree. Papulkit says Haaland to Mateta. Very popular. Who would have thought we'd be talking about that a few weeks ago? Haaland to Mateta or Foden to Diaz. Wild card next week. Foden loves to score against Brighton.
Haaland to Mateta. Yeah. Foden's fit. You know Foden's fit.
Yeah.
Unless he gets injured in the FA Cup.
I think Haaland to Mateta would be my... I just can't believe I'm saying it. But yeah, I think it is... I think I would do that. I wouldn't want to sell Foden this week if I had him.
I don't think I would either.
Even for a double up. We're rubbish, honestly. As a Brighton fan, we are just done. Foden could get another hat-trick against us and I would not be surprised. ChatSport, any chance of Ivan Toney getting a couple of minutes?
What was said about Toney? Let's have a look.
I think Frank said he's desperate to play, but he's going to have to wait and see. Something like that.
Yeah, he was coy. He said the striker was progressing and desperate to start.
Yes.
He would only say, let's see, when grilled on Toney's starting prospects.
How vague is that?
Let's see. Do they not know that this is very important for the game? The thing is, the fixtures are real good, aren't they? So you could... If you've got Toney, you would want to hold. Progressing and desperate to start. That would suggest to me that he's going to get some game time.
Mm.
Might not start, but we'll get some minutes. So therefore, I think, yes, there's a good chance he'll get some minutes.
It's interesting because they've been playing well without him. Mbeumo's back and they've been getting some decent results.
Well, they've got a plan for the future.
Yeah, exactly. They might be thinking his attitude hasn't exactly been amazing since he's got back and... Yeah, I wouldn't. It's a good game against Luton, though.
And they're sort of safe as well now.
Yeah, I would probably think he gets minutes. Whether he starts, I'm not too sure about.
No, I agree. But so there's minutes. Oh, Jason, hello.
Jason, have a like.
You're getting your best mate. Good getting job you did get last week.
I know. Well, it was the hamstring that put me off, and he's back in light. He's not going to play two games in a week, is he?
And he's terrible, as I told you last week.
He's not. He's the best player in the league.
What are you talking about, man? Have you not learnt for the rest of this stream? Just get Mateta if you want a new forward.
Yeah, I won't be getting Calvert-Lewin, unfortunately.
Last week, you were like up Calvert-Lewin constantly, like how good he was, how you wanted him.
I might do Haaland out.
For Calvert-Lewin?
No, it'd probably be Solanke if I was going to get some, because I haven't got Solanke, and he looks quite a good option. Yeah, he worries me.
Mm,
he worries
me
quite a lot. Yeah, it might be him. It won't be Calvert-Lewin. If Deitch had said Calvert-Lewin is 100% fine, then yes.
No, you wouldn't have. Stop talking nonsense. There's absolutely no chance that if Deitch had said Calvert-Lewin is perfect and he's going to play 90 minutes in both games,
I would have got him.
There's still no chance.
I promise you, I would have got him. If he'd said that, I would have got him. 100%.
Do you know the good thing about potentially Haaland missing out?
What's that?
That means Alvarez will start.
Mm.
And that means our bet.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Might be back on.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, he could do well against us.
Our other bet is pretty much null and void at the moment. I'm winning that one, aren't I?
Saka v Havertz?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're both
rubbish. Because they're both blanked.
No, I'm winning it.
Why?
Because Saka's going to have to outscore Havertz by like 15 points or whatever it was between now and the end of the season for you to win that bet.
10 points.
Was it 10?
Yeah.
That's low.
I don't want to buy you dinner and a Brighton shirt.
I love that you thought you were winning though. Saka's got to do well for you to if they both just do rubbish to the end of the season, I win it. And I'm told, take that.
Surely they're not going to do it again.
No.
They're not going to collapse again.
You wouldn't have thought so, but
they might.
They might. Yeah. You'd love that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
Spoon fan 163. Is Van Dijk worth a -4 for Zabani?
No.
No, I don't think so.
They're both not going to keep clean sheets.
Nah, I'd leave Zabani.
So therefore, Van Dijk has got to get an attacking return. And Zabani, we remember the last double game week. What's up with a goal?
I think Bournemouth could get a clean sheet against Wolves with all the injuries they've got.
Possible.
Yeah.
I'd just stick with Zabani
as well. Hits are always tricky to know when... We're going to
have a defensive one with non-attacking defenders as well.
Yep. Wanted the bench boost, says Dean Turner. Was all set up. Petrovic, Haaland, Ait Nouri and Branthwaite. Worth the risk or hold it. You've got to wait. You can't bench boost with Ait Nouri and Branthwaite.
Well, you're basically bench boosting for Petrovic against Arsenal.
Three of those could not start either game.
Yeah.
Yeah, too risky. Wouldn't do it. Chill22 says play Haaland on a free hit. Nah.
Don't think you can now.
Nah. You don't, and you hope he misses out. Because if he misses out, that's a massive advantage in your favour. She Must Be Home says Sam is having none of this. I'm guessing that relates to Calvert-Lewin. Yeah.
I just can't believe that you think Calvert-Lewin's a good pick.
Looney Tunes says better or Calvert-Lewin captain. Now we're talking.
Right, who do you think is the better pick then? Better or Calvert-Lewin?
I would not go anywhere near Beto. I do not rate him even slightly.
Top for XG underachievers last week.
Yeah. I could be top for XG underachievers. Doesn't mean anything.
You couldn't.
Yes, I could. I could get into good positions and fail to score everything. That's what I do every week at five-a-side. doesn't suddenly mean I'm a good FPL pick.
But Beto is more likely. I just think Dominic Calvert-Lewin's just...
You go Beto over Calvert-Lewin?
100%. Calvert-Lewin isn't... He barely plays any games and then he's injured again.
He's great.
He's not great.
he got two goals before he got injured.
And now he's injured again. Yeah.
I like him. I'd go Calvert-Lewin, captain.
Why do you like him so much?
Looney Tube isn't going to do these, either of these. Opinions on Odegaard, says Cameron Starr. I like Havertz. I feel like a rogue captaincy on Odegaard would be good with good minutes. Oof.
I mean, I quite like the rogue Odegaard pick. I don't think I'd captain him.
No. Would you captain Havertz?
No. If I'm captaining at Arsenal, it's be Saka.
Mm.
And only Saka.
I don't mind the Odegaard captain. I don't want to talk people out of doing something a bit different. You know, like it's your team. If you believe in Odegaard.
If you want to do something different, do you think Odegaard is the best different pick out there?
No, but if you're backing Arsenal and you're thinking Saka's looks a bit off it, then you're between Havertz and Odegaard. I don't think there's much in it between them.
A bit off it the last week.
Yeah. True. No, I mean, I like the Eze pick as a differential, or a Ben Brereton Diaz captain shout. There must be some people out there brave enough to go.
Oh, there will be.
Yeah.
I wish I was braver.
Pat Francis says, "Shusham, let us pick DC. I'm against him in the cup."
As I think Dominic Calvert-Lewin is a fantastic pick.
Oh, stop sucking up to Matt Francis. Someone asked about Havertz. Is he at risk with nine yellow cards? No, he's not. No. So he's gone past the threshold now.
There's only Caicedo and Nico Jackson that are still at risk.
Yep.
Everyone else has passed the risk.
Very good knowledge. Very good. Looney Tune again. Liverpool will be more secure at the back. Now Alisson.
Seen that for the last 2 weeks.
No, they did get a clean sheet last night, didn't they, against Atalanta?
Yeah, but, you know.
Mm. Have you got any Liverpool defenders?
No.
No?
I got Darwin and Salah, and that's enough.
See, I could get Van Dijk and bench Haaland.
Who for?
Bradley.
Oh, okay. Don't hate that.
Yeah. Oh, it's Brereton's birthday as well. Wow.
What, tomorrow?
Wow.
Oh, well.
Well, we love a birthday pick.
Hang on
don't
a
we?
Minute. Is it his birthday when he's going to play?
I thought I saw them tweet to say happy birthday to him.
Oh, what? Today's his birthday?
His birthday, 18th of... No, it was yesterday. It was yesterday. Does that count? No.
No.
It's got to be on the day, isn't it? It's got to be on the day they play. Yeah. That's fine. Nuclear absence. Will Brighton be any good at defending against Man City? No.
Will Brighton ever be good at defending again?
Absolutely not. We might be when we get a new manager in. Go back to Chris Hughton.
Okay.
10 men behind the ball.
Love Gareth it. Southgate for you?
Oh, please no. Please not Southgate. I do think De Zerbi to United is an interesting rumour. I wonder if that's gonna happen. I think De Zerbi will leave, but it's interesting though.
For United, though?
I don't know. This is what I mean. I don't know if he'd fancy it.
Would you say Ten Hag? Swap?
No. Don't rate him.
He was a really good manager before he went to Man United.
Everyone's a good manager. Before anyone goes to Manchester United or Chelsea, they're a good manager. And then everything goes wrong.
But that's what I mean. If he came to you, he'd probably be all right again.
I just don't like him very much. That's I don't know. I just haven't seen him do anything really with any... I mean, he's had decent success with some of the players. Isn't he? Like Garnacho, he's improved. But like anyone who would pay 80 million for Antony or recommend that Antony join your club must have something wrong with him. Because let's be honest, he's probably the worst transfer in Premier League history.
What about FPL managers that like Dominic Calvert-Lewin? Are they
they're just great, let's be honest. They probably would get on quite well with Ten Hag. Furimi FC says Tavernier or Elise on a free hit. Elise, I think.
Is Tavernier... He was injured though, wasn't he? Is he all right again now?
I think he is, but you never really know what they do with the Bournemouth mids. They kind of move around. Tavernier, he's still red flagged.
I think he's out. He was out is last out? Time.
Well, okay. He definitely
I'm just looking for a press conference, but I can't see one for Bournemouth on the list. Maybe it's still happening. Mm. He was out last week.
Oh, there you go. No, it's literally just come in. Semenyo is available. I saw someone asking about him. Tavernier is out.
There you go. I thought he was out.
At least it is. Easy one. Godfather FPL, Munoz or Mitchell?
Ooh, this one's more difficult because I actually like them both. Mm. I think positioning on the pitch would mean Munoz is slightly more appealing in terms of the attacking. He's in a slightly more attacking place. There's something about the kind of FPL history of Mitchell that makes me like going there, you know? I think they're both good picks.
That's not an answer.
Munoz then.
There you go. Yeah, I agree with that.
I do like them both.
We will take one more question, and that will relate to Arsenal. That's from Zubin, who says, is the best three Arsenal two defenders and an attacker, or two attackers and a defender? Big question for free hitters this week.
If I was free hitting this week, I might punt on the attackers, two attackers, one defender. If you're not free hitting this week and it's transfers, I would go two defenders and an attacker.
I've got Raya, Gabriel and Saka. I'm quite happy with that. If I could swap them round, I think I'd probably go Saka and Havertz and Gabriel. So
I think I'd go on a free hit. Yeah.
I think I'll go for two attackers. But yeah, you're probably right. Defenders may be better in the longer term.
Yeah, because I've got Saliba, Gabriel and Saka.
Yep.
And I think in the longer term, that still feels right.
Yep.
But I think with a free hit, I would be more inclined to go for an Odegaard or a Havertz alongside Saka.
I think
Saka.
You're trying to hit that hole, aren't you?
Hit a hole, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Love it. Right, that is it. That is it for us. Good luck, everyone, in game week 34. Hope your decisions are good and we get some green arrows.
And not Calvert-Lewin,
yeah. Avoid him at all costs.
he goes massive this week. The Q&A next week will
I know,
be
that's it. I know. He's. If you were to pick one kind of left field pick this week, who would it be?
What, that's not Brennington Diaz or Mateta?
Yeah.
I love them too. I do quite like the Elise pick. Because most people are going to go Eze.
Yeah.
I do quite like that.
I think either Jota or Robertson for me.
I just don't know what kind of Liverpool team we're going to get.
I do think Robertson, I think he gives you quite a lot of potential.
Right. Yeah, but would it surprise you if Liverpool lose both clean sheets?
Well, no, but because with Elise, you could only play one game. You're trying to find someone who... there's reasons to be put off him.
No, I get it, I get it.
But at the same time, he's still got some potential. You've got to
I'm not... Maybe it's because I live with a Liverpool fan. And so, I don't know, they just haven't been right. I obviously watch a lot of Liverpool, and they haven't looked Liverpool for a few weeks now.
Also, he could get benched for Tsimikas. You never really know.
Oh, I love Tsimikas.
Your boy.
My boy.
Did Robertson play last night? He did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Tsimikas.
Yeah.
Can't defend, though.
No. That's why I think Robertson probably plays. Yeah. Great. Right. Sam, I'll see you tonight.
Yeah.
See if you can move that meal a bit forward, because we're hungry.
Everyone's hungry already.
Thanks everyone for watching. Do give us a like if you haven't already. Make sure you're subscribed to Fantasy Football Scout. If you're listening to this on the podcast version, drop a review for the channel too. Sam and I will be back next week, and good luck this week, and let's hope we all get green arrows.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.